You know about the militias? Plowman said. Buck nodded. Well, I know some guys from one of the militias. Come to me, said he needed something done for a comrade in arms back east. That's what he called them, a comrade in arms, Buck waited. They talk funny as a bastard, these guys. You ever notice? He said that there's a guy out here that threatens the comrade in arms back east, and he has to be deactivated. Plowman waited for Buck's reaction. Buck had no reaction, and Plowman looked disappointed. Deactivated. They want him clipped. Why don't they just say so, you know? So I tell this guy, no. I steal shit, but I don't kill people. And the militia guy kind of nods and looks at me like I'm a freaking enemy of the people, and he says, well, perhaps they will have to send someone. Plowman stopped, looking pleased. Buck waited. And that's it, Plowman said. That's what you got to buy off 20 years? Hell, it's good. It tells you who ordered the hit and that they probably sent their own men. That's golden, for Christ's sake. Who'd they send? Buck asked. I don't know. They found out I wasn't the man. They didn't have anything else to say to me. You hear of them approaching anyone besides you? No. How much were they going to pay you? Five? 5,000. Yeah. They're all cheap bastards, Plowman said. I never saw a militia guy willing to go first class. Where in the east? Didn't say. But I figure you guys know where he came from. Buck didn't answer. He stood with his arms folded, leaning on the wall, admiring his boots. Then he shifted his look to Plowman. Tell your lawyer to see me, Buck said finally. Can you work something out? Plowman said. Have him call me, Buck said, and went and knocked on the door.